title of the message is The Attitude of Gratitude. The Attitude of Gratitude. And the word gratitude, it's a word that, it's a root word. The root word of gratitude, in it comes from a Latin word, gratus. It means pleasing or welcome. It's also the root word for grace or gratuity. And it signifies a positive mood, actions, and deeds. But we also know gratitude is having an attitude of being thankful. How many knows that the scriptures tell us, many scriptures talks about being thankful, having a thankful heart to God, and being thankful, worshiping God. And, you know, even praising God is a type of being thankful. You know, when we're praising and worshiping God, it's a type of being thankful. And sometimes we, in life, we can be in situations, and if you're in a bad situation, sometimes it's hard for you to be thankful if you're looking at it in the flesh. Sometimes if you're going through tough things and you're looking around and say, well, I ain't got nothing to be thankful for. But see, when it comes to the things of God, being thankful to God is different than being thankful in this natural world. Because, see, when you have a thankful heart towards God, you're seeing things. Actually, faith sees the future. Faith is able to believe that God is able to meet every need in your life. Whatever the need is, whatever's going on in your life, Jesus is the answer to that problem. And so that means that whatever you're going through, the Bible says, in everything, give thanks. In everything, give thanks. Have a thankful heart. Because there's something about having a thankful heart and being worshiping God that moves the heart of God for God to move on your behalf. How many remembers when the 10 lepers come to Jesus and they said, you know, he said, go show yourself to the priest. And as they went, they were healed. But one of them turned around and came back and began to give praise and thanks to Jesus. And when he did, he said, be made whole. And so he was made whole. The other people were healed of leprosy. But with leprosy, it causes your nose to rot off, your ears, and different things. And so when this man came back, whatever was gone, he was made whole. Because he had a thankful heart. Jesus said, where are the other nine? But see, there's something else. And you remember how many remembers the story of Job? How that Job, all the things he was going through, and Job refused to curse God. His wife even said, curse God and die. Just get it over with. Because, I mean, all of his kids died, his cattle, the camels, everything. And then he got sick in his own body and had horrible things on him. And going through all these things, but yet he said, naked came I into the world, and naked shall I leave. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But in other words, he was still thanking God right in the middle of all these things that was going on in his life. But his wife said, look, you know, you're suffering. You just need to get out of here. You know, you just need to curse God and die and get it over with. See, and that's the way sometimes people are in life. You know, we think that when things are going bad, we're mad at God. But see, Job wasn't. Even though he went through all this stuff that was going on in his life, Job refused to curse God. Job still was thanking God and praising God right in the middle. I mean, you could think that you could actually say that the situation Job was in was the worst situation you could possibly be in. All your kids died. Everything you've had, all your finances gone. Everything, and then on top of that, your health gone. Everything. I mean, he was the worst case scenario. But yet he still began to praise God and thank God right in the middle of all this stuff that was going on. And the Bible said that God turned the captivity of Job. And Job got twice everything that he had lost. He got double for his trouble. I mean, he had the same amount of kids again. And you say, well, I thought he got double. He only got the same amount. No, he still had the other kids in heaven. So he had double kids, see? But he got blessed abundantly because of the trouble that he went through. And I want to tell you something. When you go through trials and stuff, if you stay in a right spirit and you keep thanking God right through the middle of it, then God will cause something to happen in your life, and it'll cause things to turn around quicker than you ever dreamed possible. But the thing of it is, this is what happens. A trial, when it comes our way, it really just reveals the attitude of our own heart. See, if you've got a thankful spirit, when you get in a trial, you're going to still have a thankful spirit. But if you ain't really got a thankful spirit and then a hard trial comes, it just gets you in a negative frame of mind, even worse. And so it means sometimes we have to repent. And I'm talking to my own self too. I mean, I've been through trials before in my life that was tough, and I didn't have a thankful spirit in the middle of it. I wasn't mad at God, but I didn't necessarily pass the test. And I've realized that there is a difference in passing the test. Glory to God. That you remember when Paul and Silas, the Bible said that they were in prison, and at midnight they had been beaten with stripes many times. And right at midnight, they were in prison praising God and thanking God. Now think about that. If it had been us, or not, I'm not going to say us, but I'm going to say most people, most Christians in the world, they would have been in there saying, God, why did you let this happen to me? Why, I was trying to serve you, and all these people are beating me, and here I am in prison at midnight, and all these things going wrong in my life. I thought you was going on my side. How come you let this happen to me? But no, they were in there singing praises to God, and the Bible said there was an earthquake happened. And all at once their chains fell off of them, and the doors opened up, and they walked out of the prison free. But the thing of it was, if they had not been thankful, if they had not been praising God right in the middle of their circumstance, this would never have happened. There's something about praising God in the middle of your trouble. Glory to God. But having gratitude is actually what I'm talking about spiritually. I'm not talking about in the fleshly realm. I'm talking about in the spiritual realm. That the Bible said that God has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness in Christ Jesus. He's already given us everything we need. And so, really, when you're going through something, it's just an opportunity for God to show up in your life and prove that He's God. See, and this is the attitude we've got to have. We've got to have the attitude that when a trial comes our way, it doesn't mean God's mad at us, or it doesn't mean it's come because we've done something wrong. Sometimes it comes because you've done something right. Job was doing things right, but yet he still had that come up on him. But the thing of it is, when a trial comes your way, you've got to say, Lord, I know you're on my side, and I know you're with me, and I know that He said that there is no temptation that's taken you but such as is common to man, that God will not allow you to be tempted above that you're able to withstand, but with every temptation He'll make a way of escape that you might be able to bear it. And that means that in every trial, there's going to be a way for you to go through that God wants you to go through it, that's going to glorify Him, and you're going to end up blessed on the other side. When you come out, this is the good thing about it. God makes the devil pay you back for the trouble you go through. When you go through a trial, when the devil attacks your life, and you stay true to God, and you keep thanking God and worshiping God right through the middle of that thing, when you come out on the other side, you're going to be more blessed than you was when you went in. I promise you. You remember when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you know, they refused to bow down to the golden image, and they was only worshiping God, and because of it, it got them thrown in that fiery furnace, and this was a trial of their faith. This was a test. And because they chose to obey God, it got them thrown in the fire. But you know what? God already had made a way. And because they were trusting God, in the middle of their trial, all at once the fourth man showed up in the fire. And when he did, the king said, come out of that fire, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And the Bible said he promoted them in the kingdom. See, the promotion will always come after a trial. As a matter of fact, sometimes we pray stuff on ourselves. Because we'll say, God, I want more of you. God, I want to go to the next level. Lord, I want to go. And we don't realize that there's a test before you go to the next level. We don't realize that there's a trial that's going to come your way, and it's going to try you. But the thing of it is, it don't mean it's because you've done something wrong, but it means that there's always a trial comes before promotion, right before you go to the next level. And so when something comes along, see, this is why we got to have a spirit of thankfulness to God always in everything, because if you got a right spirit, if we are in a right spirit, we're going to have a spirit of gratitude. It doesn't mean that you're not a Christian if you don't have it. Let me say this. See, sometimes we can be a Christian, can get in the wrong attitude. We can have a pity party. The children of Israel murmured, complained. You know the opposite of gratitude? Murmuring and complaining. Now think about it. That's the opposite of gratitude. It's when you're murmuring and complaining because things ain't going the way you want it to. And see, and you know what happens when you murmur and complain? You wander in the wilderness for 40 years. But if you have an attitude of gratitude toward God, and you're trusting God, and no matter what the situation is, you know God's going to make a way where there seems to be no way. And you know what? You'll go right through that thing, and you'll come out on the other side, and you won't have the smell of smoke on you. You know, some people go through trials, and they still smell like that trial for 20 years. You know, they still stink because they got that trial. Bless God, that church hurt me 20 years ago, and I don't like, you know, church. It leaves a bad taste in your mouth. You still got the stink on you. But see, when you go through a trial the way God wants you to go through it, when you come out on the other side, you don't stink. You don't even smell. You don't even smell like you've been through the fire because God's with you. Glory to God. But you got to have that attitude of gratitude that keeps you in a right frame of mind. And see, the thing of it is, we can, and we actually have to practice thanking God, practice being thankful for everything. I remember this friend of mine years ago, he was a preacher. He was telling a story. He said he was at this fair, and he was riding this ride, and he was in something that was swinging around and around, and all at once the thing come loose from the thing and slung him through a wall, and it almost killed him, and it slung him through this wall, and he was laying on the ground in there inside that, and these people come running over to him, and he was in there, praise God, praise God, and they said, what's wrong with you? He said, man, what are you praising God for? He said, you just almost got killed. He said, I'm alive, ain't I? But see, he was thanking God. He had a right attitude. And then I think about this other man, Leo Travis. He was a missionary down in South America. And he went on a canoe up this Amazon River. And he stopped at this little village on the side of the road there. I mean, on the side of the river. And this man met him, and he began to talk to him, and he began to tell him about Jesus and about God and everything, and about Jesus dying on the cross. And the man invited him to his house, and he went in and started talking to him. And the man accepted Jesus, and his whole family got saved and got baptized. And so he told a story. This man said, I was out in my orchards, and he said, a snake bit me. And it was the kind of snake that kills you in like 20 minutes after it bites you. And so this snake bit him, and he said he knew he was going to die. And so he just laid down in his orchard and looked up in the sky, and he said, I started thanking God for all the things he gave me. And he said, I told God, he said, if you let me live, he said, I'll get up every day at the crack of dawn, and my whole family, we will thank you every day. And all at once, the poison just went away, and the man didn't die. He lived. He got up, and so for several years, this man had been getting up every day at the crack of dawn, him and his family, and they were thanking God. Even though they didn't know the gospel or anything, and he just knew that there was a God out there. And he said, I knew there was a God, but I didn't know he had a son named Jesus. And so this man got saved. But see, even this man, whenever he had a thankful heart, when he was just worshiping and thanking God, it got him healed of a snake bite. You know, sometimes when we are bitten from things, of poisonous things in our life, the antidote to that is thanking God, is having a thankful spirit. When you get when you start getting in a negative frame of mind and critical and judgmental and all this stuff and everything's bad and woe is me, you need a you need a shot of thankfulness. You need something to change your attitude, because if you don't, it's going to keep taking you further away from God, and it's going to take you into a place where you're not blessed. Because I want to tell you something, the place of blessing is the place of gratitude. It's a place of thankfulness to God. When we can let God change us to where that we are thankful for what He's doing in our life all the time, then it's going to make a big difference in things happening around us. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 21, most of you heard this story of Jehoshaphat, and the enemy had them surrounded, and there was a prophet that was there. And the prophet, verse 14, it said, "Then upon Jezeel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation, and he said, Hearken ye all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by this reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God's. To tomorrow go ye down against them, behold ye come up against them by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Israel. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourself, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord your God, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you." And Jehoshaphat bowed his head and his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites of the children of the Kohites and the children of the Korites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice and on high. And they rose up early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, and so shall you prosper." And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that they should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever." And when they began to sing to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon and Moab and the Mount Seir, and they were as they were come out against Judah, and they were smitten. Glory to God. See, the prophet told him, he said, "You ain't going to have to fight in this battle." Well, he didn't tell him to send praisers out. He just said, "You ain't going to have to fight in this battle." But he believed the prophet. So he said, if we're not going to have to fight in this battle, we need to praise the Lord, because the battle is ours. And so he sent the praisers out before them. See, gratitude and thankfulness to God is actually an act of faith. It's an act of faith. When you're worshiping God and you're thanking God, when things don't look good, when things looks impossible and you don't know how it's going to go, you know, there's different reasons to praise God. Sometimes when things good happens in your life, there's just a thankfulness rises up inside of you. When you see answered prayer and you know God's answered something for you, there's a thankfulness. You just want to thank God and start praising God. You can't help it. But sometimes you got to thank God and praise God when you don't even see nothing. When you don't see no things that's changed, when things still looks the same, but when you start thanking God and praising God, He starts fighting on your behalf. He'll start, because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And so our weapons, we need to understand how our weapons work. The weapons, it's not our weapons, it's God's weapons. He just wants us to thank Him and to praise Him in the middle of our troubles and trust in Him. And don't lean to the arm of flesh. Because see, if we lean to the arm of flesh and we start trying to do it in our own ability, we're just going to hinder God from moving. Glory to God. But because they refused to do it themselves, but to trust God, God fought on their behalf. Glory to God. But the opposite of gratitude is to murmur and complain. Glory to God. In Philippians 4 and 6, it says, don't worry about anything, but by everything, by prayer and thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God with thanksgiving. He said, don't worry about anything, but with prayer and thanksgiving before God, just give it to God. Don't worry about anything. So you say, yeah, but you don't know how bad this is. The scripture said, don't worry about anything. He said, but with thanksgiving, just start thanking God that everything's going to be all right. And you know what? It will be. As a matter of fact, you'll get double for your trouble. You'll get a double anointing. You'll get whatever the devil tries to steal from you, you'll get back even more if you trust God in the middle of your trial. When David went out against Goliath, he didn't go. He said, you come at me with a sword and spear, but he said, I come at you in the name of the Lord. And the test that he was facing revealed his faith. See, he was facing a giant in his life, but David's faith in God was revealed because he trusted God rather than his own self. And sometimes your test that you're going through will reveal where you're weak at. And it means we need to be strengthened in that area. I mean, because, see, the devil knows where each one of your weaknesses are, and he knows where my weaknesses are. And so he's going to hit you where you're weak at. But see, where we're weak at, God's strong. And so when you start seeing the enemy coming against your life, then you just got to realize that, God, I can't do this in my own self, but I know that you can. And I'm going to give this problem to you, and I know you're going to take care of it. And I remember, you know, when we were raising the money to build the church, and we needed like $7,000. And I was at the house, and I was praying and stuff, and all at once thoughts just kept coming through my mind. What are you going to do if the money don't come? What are you going to do? Y'all going to lose all that money? You're not going to be able to buy the land? And all this, and fear started coming to my mind. But all at once, I just said, I don't care. It ain't my problem, it's God's problem. And I just started thanking God. I said, Lord, I just thank you that everything's going to be all right. And when I started doing that, the fear just left me. And all that stuff. And when it did, I felt a burden lift off of me. Did you know what? Sometimes when you're really burdened down, you have to give it to God. And when you start thanking God by faith, that burden will lift off of you. When you start really giving it, as a matter of fact, the way you can tell when you're really giving it to God is you'll feel it lift off of you. You'll feel the burden of it lift off of you. As long as you feel it pushing you down in the ground, it means you're still holding on to it yourself. But when you give it to God by faith and you say, Lord, I give you this problem, and you start feeling better about it, that means you're really giving it to God. And so when I did that, God began to just give me such peace and joy. And I remember I was going to church, and I was singing, going down the road, I'm the happiest guy in the whole USA. I felt so free. I felt so liberated. I was just going down the road, and I mean, I was just singing and rejoicing. Got to church, and every time a burden would come to me, I'd just say, nope, I'm not going to worry about that. It's God's problem. I mean, whatever it was, and even when it started thinking, well, what you going to preach tonight? I ain't worried about it. I'm just going to give that to God. That's not my problem. That's God's problem. All the way up until he was fixing the tournament, turned it over to me. And they looked at me and they said, come on, preacher. And I said, uh-oh. I said, I don't even have a message, Lord. I said, maybe I carried this a little too far here. And he said, no. He said, you get up and tell them what happened to you. And so I just got up and told him. I said, if you got a burden, if your burden is heavy, you're carrying it yourself. That's the yardstick. If it's heavy, you're carrying it. If it's light, Jesus said, my burden is light. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. And so those people that gave testimony later on that they got set free that night, the next week there were some things. But the thing of it is today that I want us to see that how important it is to have a spirit of gratitude and a spirit of thankfulness to God, because this is the key to us coming out in a right spirit. Because did you know that if you go in a trial the wrong way, it can alter your life? If something bad happens to you and you get negative and you start focusing on the negative things and woe is me and God don't love me, why did he let this happen to me and stuff like that, you know what it's going to do? It's going to take you down a wrong pathway. you're going to get in a wrong spirit. But whenever you get, if you stay in a right spirit and you say, God, I give this problem to you, and you know the devil meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. It's going to turn around for my good. It's not going to turn around for my bad. And you know what? It will in the long run. When it's over with, you'll come out on the other side. Glory to God. More blessed than ever before. But some of the lessons that we learn is we should be thankful always, no matter how bad it is. No matter how bad things get in your life, be thankful. And there again, you know, I'm not talking about doing stuff, just going through a routine. You know, sometimes we might start out doing it as a routine, but we need to get to the place to where it becomes our spirit. You know, like it's coming from our heart. And when you start seeing the result of being thankful, it'll make you want to do it even more. It'll cause you, when you start saying, man, I say what happened, I'm gonna stay in a thankful spirit. So then immediately when you find yourself starting to get critical or starting to get negative or pessimistic, all at once you say, wait a minute, I got to throw a guard up because I know what this is. It's trying to take me down the wrong pathway. Trying to make me feel sorry for myself because of what I've went through. You know, you can't do that. You got to always remember that no matter how bad it is, we got to keep thanking God. And we got to be thankful. Being thankful helps keep us in a right spirit. It'll keep you going in the right direction. Faith will make you thankful. How many knows when you're really in faith, you will be thankful? Glory to God. Faith will cause you. There's something about faith that's prophetic that looks into the future and says everything's going to be all right. You know, and I told the story about this lady one time that I was fixing to preach that night at church, and her husband had told her, he said, you're either going to have to choose me or you're going to have to choose church. He said, because you ain't going to get, if you keep going to church, I'm going to leave. And she said, well, I choose church. He said, okay. So he just got his stuff and left. And so she came to church that night, and she was sitting out in her car, and she was boo-hooing and crying. And I was fixing to preach a message along the lines of what I'm preaching tonight. I said, well, you need to come on into church tonight and hear what I'm fixing to preach. And she said, I can't. He's left me, and he's not coming back. And she was just boo-hooing and crying. And I said, if you could see that next week your husband was going to be serving God and in church, I said, would you be able to go through what you're going through right now easier? Oh, yes, if I knew he was in church next week, I said, this wouldn't be no problem. I said, well, that's what faith is. I said, faith sees what's going to be the end result, and it just rejoices in the fact that it's going to be that way. And so the funny thing was, during that week, her husband got drunk, and something, he saw a vision of hell, and it scared the devil out of him. And the man come to church the next Sunday. He come into church, and he walked up to me, and he knelt on his knees in front of me, and he said, preacher, I want to ask you to forgive me for talking bad about this church and you. And he gave his life to Jesus. But the thing of it was, the woman suffered the whole week because she didn't get it. You know, I don't know. I mean, and I told her, I said, now see there, all this crying and suffering and pain you went through this whole week, you didn't even have to do it because God was going to bring your husband back into church and stuff. And so, see, sometimes we suffer needlessly. Sometimes we just need to thank God and let us see that God is going to take care of it. We might not know how he's going to do it, but we know he's going to do it. And so that's a reason to be thankful, glory to God, that everything's going to be all right. My Uncle Joe used to always say that all the time. He'd say, everything's going to be all right. Everything's going to be all right. And then when he got cancer and he was dying, he said, everything's going to be all right. And he said, if it ain't, it'll be all right. Because he knew Jesus and he had made Jesus his Lord. And so he went to heaven. But the thing of it is, don't let yourself be moved into a wrong spirit. If you remain thankful in your trials, you will be promoted and blessed. Because remember, the word gratitude, one of the root words of that is a word that we get the word grace from. There's grace in gratuity. You know, gratuity is what we, when we leave a tip for a waiter, a waitress, we give gratuity because we're wanting to give them something for what they've done for us. But you know what? God has saved us. If we know that He saved us and brought us out of darkness, we got a lot to thank Him for. Glory to God. Another thing that we need to remember is thankfulness is not determined by your circumstances. It's not determined. Don't say, well, I can't thank God because I'm in this bad situation. Don't be like the children of Israel who murmured and complained and turned in their heart back to Egypt. The Bible said that they turned in their heart back to Egypt. See, if we keep complaining and murmuring and things, it's actually turning back to the old worldly ways that we used to have instead of trusting God. Thankfulness will cause good to multiply. Glory to God. How many wants good to multiply in your life? In James chapter 1 in verse 12, it says, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. But notice this word here, it says, when does it say that the man will receive the crown of life? It says, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life. And you know what the crown of life is? It's life. It's God's life. It's a crown of the life of God. He said, if you endure temptation or you stand up under temptation, you shall receive the crown of life. It's not talking about when you get to heaven one day you'll get a crown, but it's talking about when you go through a trial that there'll be more of the life of God will come into your life. If you overcome that trial when you're going through it and you stand up and overcome it, there'll be more of a crown of life that'll come into your life as a result of it. And I could tell you time and time again in my own life when I've overcome something in my life and afterward there would be an increase of anointing that would come to me. There would be an increase of my prayer life when I would pray and things would happen. There would be an increase of authority over devils. You know, but it's always after that I went through something when I was tested and I overcome and come out on the other side. But he said, blessed, glory to God. Blessed is the man that endures. And you know, when it says blessed, that's not just, you know, sometimes we take terms and we don't really think about what it really means, but to be blessed, it means you got favor on you. It means that God is blessing you coming in and going out. It means that things are working for you and not working against you. Glory to God. Just like when Jesus would bless the food and things that he would do, you know, he didn't just do stuff ritually. How many of you know when Jesus done something, it meant something? When he blessed the food and he brought the five fish and the bread to him and there was all this multitude of people, the Bible said that he blessed it and broke the food and gave it to them and then it was multiplied. So that means that when we pray over our food and we're thankful to God for their food and we're blessing our food, that it's going to affect us in a positive way. We don't need to just do stuff ritually. It's like when we come to church and we're worshiping God, it's like, well, I'm going through this ritual. I've got to go through it. No, we need to go through it in faith. Whatever we do, we're speaking by faith. When we're blessing our food, we're blessing that food by faith. When we're thanking God for our food, it's going to be more blessed because you thank God for it. Glory to, but everything has, there's a purpose behind everything. And sometimes the rituals that we go through in life can cause us to not really get the true benefit of it. So if we want to overcome this lack of having gratitude and being thankful, one of the first things we got to do is pray. How many knows when you really pray and you come before God, it will change your spirit? When you come into the presence of God, it will touch you and strengthen you. And it's got a way of changing your attitude. I remember going to God before, and somebody had made me mad and had done me wrong. And I was going to God in prayer, and I was saying, "Lord, you see what they did to me?" And the Lord said, "You got a wrong spirit." And I said, "But I'm not the one that did it. They are." And he said, "It's you." He wasn't dealing with me about them. He was just dealing with the attitude I had. And I had to humble myself before God and say, "Okay, Lord, change my attitude. I don't want to be this way." And he had to change me. See, I was wanting God to strike him with lightning and prove that I was the man of God, you know. But see, sometimes that's the way we do. But see, God's going to deal with us. And have, it's, when you pray, God's going to change your attitude. And so we have to practice thanking God every day. We have to walk in faith, whatever situation you're going through. Realize faith is, the Bible says, it's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So faith is something, if you're hoping for this situation to change in your future, that's what faith is. If you're wanting something to change in your life, that's what faith is. And so faith is going to thank God right in the middle of the situation. And don't murmur and complain. You know, we need to watch our mouth, and when we find ourselves murmuring and complaining, we need to just say, "Okay, wait a minute." We need to tell people around us, if you see me talking negative, tell me about it, because sometimes we do stuff we don't even know we're doing it. Fear not. Don't be afraid, because fear will cause you to go down a wrong pathway. Fear will make you not want to thank God and praise God. It'll make you want to go a different direction. The Bible says, "Trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge the Lord, and He will direct your path." Sometimes people feel rejected by God because things don't happen right in their life, and they say, "Well, God, why are you letting this bad stuff happen to me and it didn't happen to somebody else?" And sometimes people feel rejected, and because of that, they're not thankful. I mean, I know people right now that I can think of that they're just, all they think about is the negative stuff that they're going through. Whatever bad around them, that's all they can focus on. But see, that's exactly what the devil wants us to. He wants us to focus on the negative and not the positive. But if you want to see things change, you know, just like Paul and Silas, when they were in that prison, their praise and worship and thanking God changed their whole location. It, you know, not only will your attitude, gratitude change your attitude, it'll also change your latitude. It'll change where you're at. It'll take you to a better place. In other words, so if you're thanking God and you're in a wrong frame of mind and you're in a wrong place, when you start thanking God and praising God, it will move you into a right location in the spirit realm. Glory to God. It'll take you to a blessed place. But don't let people move you by complaining and murmuring. Because did you know that when the children of Israel, that there were so many people that rebelled against Moses with Korah? And when they did, the ground opened up and swallowed all of them up. And they all died because they had come against Moses. And what got me was, the very next day, there was like 200,000 of them rebelled again. I thought, are these people nuts? I mean, if I would have been there and I saw the ground open up and swallow all these people that was coming against Moses, I'd have been like, I'm on Moses' side. You know, I don't like them people no more. But there's 200,000 the next day. That proves that people can be influenced to the place that you can't even see the good, even though something's going on around you. See, there's a scripture I think I've got it here. But it talks about not seeing the good when it comes. Jeremiah 17 and verse 5. See, that's the weird thing, that we could have good all around us and not even see it, and not even thank God for it. In verse 5 it says, "Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh his flesh his arm, and whose heart departs from the Lord. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, and in the salt land, and not inhabited. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope is in the Lord, for he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaves shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit." But I want you to just think about that. He said that they shall not see good when it comes. And you know, you can get in a negative frame of mind in your life to the place that you can't see no good. You can't see God nowhere around you when he can be right in the middle of where you're at. You know, I went through a situation back when I first got saved, and I felt like I was drifting away from God. I felt like God was mad at me because I wasn't getting up early and praying early. And I know it sounds crazy, but he had told me to get up early, and I didn't do it. And I started feeling guilty about it so bad. I felt like God was fed up with me. I felt like he was ready just to forget me, you know, because I wasn't getting up early. I'd try to, and then I'd fall back asleep. And so, anyways, this went on for a while. And then I got appendicitis and I almost died, and I went in the hospital. And I remember I was so negative. I couldn't even listen to nobody preach. I'd start hearing a preacher preach, and it'd just be like going in one ear and out the other. And it was like the nurses would come in the hospital in the room where I was in, and they said, "This is the best room in the whole hospital." It was on a corner, and I had windows over here and windows over here, and it was just sunshine shining in, and they said, "This is the best room in the whole hospital." The doctor that done my surgery told me I didn't owe him anything for doing my surgery. I couldn't even see how God was moving in my life and give me the best room in the hospital. The doctor done the surgery for free. People, they brought money to the hospital and gave me $2,000 or $3,000 of money, and I paid all my bills up and got everything caught up. I still couldn't see how God, I mean, I knew it was God, but it was like I couldn't really see it. It was like I was blinded. But then God moved in my life, and I started coming out of that darkness, and I started practicing the Word of God. I'd read a little book that said the God Kind of Love by E.W. Kenyon, and I said, "I'm going to do what's in this book," and I started practicing it. And as I did, all at once, I looked back and I said, "Man, I can't believe I didn't recognize all the good God was doing for me. How did I miss that? How come I couldn't see it?" And that's how people are. Sometimes when we get in the wrong spirit, it'll take you away to where you won't even recognize when God's moving in your behalf. Glory to God. How many loves the Lord this morning? Amen. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you, Lord, this morning for everybody that's come this way, Lord.